And we come to track 10, which is our final news roundup. A classic air-cooled car show weekender. A three-day celebration of classic air-cooled motors is coming to Teignbridge. In June, Cofton Holidays will host the first air-cooled car show weekender, a celebration of classic air-cooled motors, relaxed camper culture and laid-back beachside living. Taking place from June the 19th to the 21st, the event is open to any restored Volkswagen campers and iconic Beetles, classic Porsches, funky Citroens and other cars with classic air-cooled engines. Visitors can bring a camper van, camp or stay in Cofton's award-winning accommodation. The event programme features 2 days of entertainment and activities, with the main show day taking place on the Sunday. Chris Jeffries, director at Cofton Holiday, said, "Here at Cofton, we really appreciate the culture that surrounds the air-cooled scene. It's not about huge, crowded shows. It's about laid-back road trips, taking the slow road and enjoying time with good people. And that's exactly why we've chosen to focus on air-cooled vehicles for this event. It's more of a niche category, and that suits us perfectly. We're not trying to create a massive show. We'd be genuinely happy to welcome around 100 cars in our first year. Building on the success of our American car show, we believe this more focused, community-driven approach is the right fit and something air-cooled enthusiasts will really enjoy. It's about showing off your pride and joy, admiring others and enjoying fresh air, good music and a great sense of community. Event highlights will include air-cooled vehicle displays, coastal cruising, live music, show and shine awards and trade stands and auto jumbo. Cofton Holidays is already well known for its popular American car show weekend, which will take place later in the summer. The new event will tap into a different sector of the car enthusiast scene."
Care Home launches a new swimming club. A former keen sea swimmer in Dawlish has taken to the water again for the first time in many years, inspiring her Dawlish care home to launch a brand new swimming club for those living there. Veronica Down, who lives at Claremont Manor Care Home, spent much of her life enjoying swimming in the coastal waters. She told staff how much she longed to swim again, although she feared it might no longer be possible as she now uses a wheelchair day to day. Determined to make her dream a reality, the home's team arranged a visit to the accessible facilities at the Silhain Hydro Hub. Supported by staff, the 85-year-old was able to enter the pool and walk through the water, moving freely again. The success of Veronica's experience prompted the care home to establish the Claremont Silver Splashers, a regular club giving others the chance to experience the joy of weightless movement. Carla Bowman, home manager at Claremont Manor, said, "We are absolutely delighted to have launched the Claremont Silver Splashers, and it all started with fulfilling Veronica's wish. Seeing her face when she got back into the water was a truly magical moment for our team. We believe that moving into a care home doesn't mean giving up on your passions. As well as being great fun, the hydrotherapy sessions are also incredibly beneficial, with benefits including improved mobility and easing joint pain. We have a growing list of excited people who can't wait to take a dip. We are so looking forward to making more dreams possible, one splash at a time."
Hospital's future sparks community website action. Concerns over the future of Moreton Hampstead Hospital have promoted the launch of a new community-led information website. The hospital, which has served Moreton Hampstead and surrounding communities for more than 100 years, is currently under consideration as discussions continue over its long-term future. The newly created website aims to keep residents informed by providing background on the current proposals, along with resources for those wishing to get involved. These include a video exploring the hospital's history and importance to the area, template letters for contacting MPs and other organisations, and links to petitions and additional information. Residents can also find contact details for local MP Mel Stride. Organisers say the project is intended to help the community stay informed about developments. For more information and to watch the video, visit www.savemortonhampsteadhospital.org.
Fake fly tip exposes raising waste crime. Dumped household goods were discovered in Holden Forest, but the items were staged as a fake fly tip to raise awareness of the problem. The beauty spot is a magnet for fly tippers, and the operation included a chair, a mattress, microwave and washing machine to encourage the public to report incidents. Devon and Cornwall Police work alongside other agencies such as the Forestry England, local councils, Clean Devon and the Environment Agency to combat the problem. Rural Affairs Officer Clark Orchard explained, "Not only is fly tipping an eyesore, but it comes with a wealth of environmental consequences and financial implications, all of which cause harm in our communities. We will continue to work closely with our local partners to support educational events as well as targeted operations to identify those responsible. Whether you report fly tipping when you see it or dispose of your waste correctly, we all have an important part to play in tackling this issue. If you fly tip, your actions can have huge implications on wildlife, waterways and the wider community, including farmers and landowners. Unscrupulous criminals target communities by illegally dumping waste and they cause a blight on our beautiful countryside." Chris Kenogan, Community Environment Warden at Teignbridge Council, added, "The event makes residents aware of what to do on other aspects which could affect them, from paying someone to remove their household waste but not carrying out the correct checks." The Environment Agency Environmental Officer Rhys Chadwick said, "Waste crime adversely affects communities, undermines legitimate waste business and damages the environment. If you're paying someone to take waste away, which could be a tradesperson or a man with a van, make sure they are a registered waste carrier. Anyone suspecting waste crime is taking place can contact the Environmental Agency hotline on 0800 807 060 or report anonymously to Crime Stoppers."
Win a hotel stay and support Cyprus Dog Rescue. A two-night stay at a popular Dawlish hotel is up for grabs as part of a local businesswoman's fundraiser for a Cyprus-based dog rehoming charity. Chrissy Marks of Signature Hair and Beauty has been raising money for Saving Pounds Dogs Cyprus, that's SPDC, for several years. This year, Chrissy has set up a raffle to help drum up funds for the non-profit organisation dedicated to rescuing and rehoming stray dogs to loving homes in the UK, Cyprus and Germany. And Chrissy has teamed up with Ian Scott of the Lime Bay House Hotel to offer a two-night midweek stay in October or November as one of the prizes.